Christmas, Jamie.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Are you packed yet? Mr. Bailey will be here in the morning.
Why do I have to go?
Jamie, I know you don't really want to spend Christmas here at the children's home.
Why spend it anywhere else?
It gives you a chance to see what Christmas can be like with a family.
What's the point? To rub a happy family in my face and then dump me back here? No thanks.
Only for a couple of days. Think of it as a vacation. Now please pack your things.
I'm packed.
Jamie, this is a very special family. John and Carol Bailey are wonderful people, and I've known Carol for most of her life. They have a daughter just your age. Now please give them a chance.
You, Leslie.
Thanks a lot, big brother.
Get back from the window, she'll see you. Now, I don't want either of you gawking at her. She's going to feel awkward enough. Let me fix your hair, Nikki.
Mom, please. Can we keep her, Mom?
Nick, tuck in your shirt.
Why do we care what she thinks? She's only here for a few days.
Now, I don't want to hear another word like that. Not from any of you. Living in a children's home is very different from growing up with a family. So I want you to be patient and kind. Understand?
Here we are.
Looks like the whole gang is here. Jamie, this is Miss Bailey.
Nice to meet you, Jamie. Can I take your bag?
No, thanks. I don't like people touching my stuff.
And these are our children, Nikki and Leslie. You met Samantha already, of course.
She's not very friendly.
Damn!
I'm Leslie. Welcome to our house.
Whatever.
How old are you?
14.
Yeah, right.
Wow, you're short for your age.
Sam. So what do you like to do?
Nothing.
You want to play a game? We've got Clue, Battleship.
I hate Battleship.
How about a video game?
I hate video games.
Hey, Dad, how about a snowball fight?
Sounds great.
And we can make a snow fort like we did last Christmas.
How about it, Jamie?
I hate snow.
Why am I not surprised? Ow! Leslie kicked me!
Why don't you all go outside and enjoy the snow? Jamie can hang out in here with me.
Great.
I'll beat you out there.
No, Mom. Wait for me. Jamie, I need to get these lights up on the tree before tonight.
Okay. Don't let me get in the way.
Here, I finally got them entangled. Now, if I could just reach around the tree. Whoa, I almost knocked it over.
Good move.
Jamie, you think maybe you can help me?
I don't know what to do.
Here, just take this in and start wrapping around the tree.
Whatever.
your Bible, Dad. It's time. Time to read the Christmas story. It's tradition. Go ahead, Dad.
Okay, Sam. In chapter 2, Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
What's a manger?
It's what animals eat out of.
Animals?
Yeah, there was no room in the inn, so Mary and Joseph had to camp out in a stable.
A stable? You mean like a barn?
That's right. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
She still has presents to wrap, Jamie.
Big deal.
Let's all pray before we go to bed. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending us your son to earth for us. Thank you for sending us Jamie. We are so happy to have her here in our home. Help us to show her what Christmas is really all about. Give us a restful night and a wonderful day tomorrow, celebrating the birth of our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody, upstairs.
Jamie, we put an extra bed in Leslie's room so you two can bunk together.
Oopie.
Oh, joy.
Good night, everyone.
Night, Mom.
Good night.
Love ya.
See ya in the morning.
Mrs. Johnson. Well, fine. Would you care to have a seat?
No, thank you. I can't stay. I just came to see how Jamie was doing.
It's hard to tell. She's so hard, so distant.
I know. She's had a pretty difficult life. But we've seen God do some miracles before, haven't we? It's just going to take some time. Have you and John thought about making her a more long-term project?
I'm sure John has, but whenever I look at Jamie, I see myself.
I knew you would. But what does John think about Jamie?
You know, John, he has such a big heart. It's killing him to see that he can't seem to reach Jamie. Would you like to see Jamie?
No, I wanted to see you.
I'm sorry I haven't been by in a while.
It's okay, really, I understand. Carol, your husband is one in a million. There's only one person in this house who has a real chance of breaking through Jamie's shell, and it is not John.
Oh, Miss Johnson, you know I appreciate all that you've done for me. Well, whenever I look at Jamie, all the pain comes flooding back.
Carol, you've hidden most of your past, even from your own family.
Why should I relive all that hurt?
Because you might be the only one who has the power to rescue Jamie from a life of bitterness, the same bitterness that once engulfed you. She's only 11. Remember what it was like when you were 11?
Oh, I'm afraid so.
Reach out to her, Carol. I'll be praying for you.
Leslie?
Yeah.
What did Sam mean when she said it was Christmas every day?
Oh, that's something Dad started so we'd understand that Jesus didn't come for just one day, but for every day. You know, like a lot of people only celebrate Christmas on Christmas.
Celebrating Christmas on Christmas? What could they be thinking?
You know, Jesus came to this earth to save all of us. He lived on the earth for 33 years. He died for us. Then he came back to life. He did all of that to save us. We should be thinking about the gift God gave us all year round. The real meaning of Christmas is a whole lot bigger than just one day.
You really believe that stuff?
I do. It's the gospel truth. So, do you believe in anything particular?
Yeah, I believe in me. Night.
Good night.
What are you doing up so early?
Couldn't sleep.
I can never sleep on Christmas Eve. Jamie, why did the Christmas story upset you so much last night?
Who cares?
I care.
I suppose you're going to tell me that God cares too.
He does. He cares so much he gave us his son.
I can relate to that. My dad gave me away too.
God gave us his son to save us. He did out of love.
Oh, yeah, he's got buckets of love. He's got so much love that he lets them be born in a barn, in a place where animals eat. Nothing says love like that.
Jamie, let me explain.
No, let me explain. Did you know they found me in a barn?
No, I didn't.
I was 3. I remember it perfectly, like a bad dream. It was cold, and the snow was coming in through the roof. I even remember the old farmer that found me, but I can't remember who left me there. Not that it matters. They obviously don't want me.
I'm so sorry.
It was so cold. How could a father who left his son let him be born in a cold, smelly barn? What kind of God would do that? What kind of parent would do that? Just leave a kid without a blanket or a note, even a name?
I wish I knew. Would you like to know how I got my name?
If you want to tell me.
A group of carolers found me on a bench on Christmas Eve.
You're an orphan too?
Yes, I guess my parents didn't want me either.
So what happened?
One of the carolers worked at the state children's home. She brought me there and named me Christmas Carol. She still works there, as a matter of fact.
Miss Johnson found you?
Yes, and when I was 18, she found me a job so I could work my way through college. That's where I met Mr. Bailey. We got married as soon as we graduated. I told him I had no family and no past. He said he had family enough for both of us, that he would take me as he found me. I've tried to hide most of my past from him and my kids. I guess I was ashamed of my past. I never told anyone much. I guess I was ashamed of my past or my lack of one.
Why are you telling me?
Because I knew you understand and I thought maybe it would show you that I understand. Jamie, I'd really like you to be a part of our family. My husband chose you the first time he saw you. But Jamie, you have to choose us too. The choice is yours.
You really want me to stay?
Yes, I do.
I'm not special, you know. I'm not really good at anything.
Then I'll take you as you are.
So you didn't get adopted?
No. I spent most of my life at the state children's home. I did everything I was supposed to do. I worked hard at my schoolwork, and I did everything I was supposed to do. I did my chores, and I washed behind my ears. I read lots of books. Fiction made my life bearable there, except for Sundays. That's when the families would come and pick out the child they wanted, but no one ever chose me.
Carol, I choose you.
John, it's you.
We choose you too, Mom.
Yeah, Mom.
Me too, Mom.
And I choose you.
And I choose you too. But Jamie, Jesus also made a choice. He made a choice to die for the sins of the whole world. But for you to be a child of God, you have to receive him.
Kids, I have a feeling this is going to be a very special Christmas.
Whoopee! Can we open presents now?
Well, wouldn't you like some...
Well, wouldn't you like some breakfast first? I know I would.
Okay, the kitchen is open. What does everyone want?
Pancakes!
How about waffles?
Eggs Benedict.
Eggs what? Jamie, would you like anything special?
That all sounds good to me, and maybe while we're eating, you could tell me more about those Christmas everyday stuff.
No problem.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.